there's 100 people in the world, there's not going to be any crime.
So, we can agree that Bill Gates is...
There's a strong case to be made.
Probably eugenicist.
Let's just say there's a strong case to be made that he's operating off some very influential eugenicist policies.
And why did you bring up Deagle?
Glad you asked.
Okay.
Mike, can you bring up...
That was what we need to tie together,
can you bring up... Okay, Mike, scroll down. So here is... This is from 2017. Go down, find the U.S. Okay, so here we're looking at the... What their job is to do is to make an aggregate projection of where countries will be financially, population-wise.
This is Deagle.
And on and on. This is from Deagle. And then they base their military spending on that, right? So they're basically taking all this information and goes like, okay, here's what we're going to see. So read this. What do we see? 2017. What do we got? What's the population in 2017?
327 million.
Okay. And then we can look at gross domestic product, 19 trillion. Look at their projections for 2025.
What? Wow.
Anyone care to say that out loud?
Uh-uh.
100 million people, GDP of 2.4 trillion. This is true for every country, UK.
Hold on, wait.
Yep.
Wow.
So the red arrow denotes that a downtick, and that's the true number of the population. They are projecting that the population go down by 2/3 by 2025.
The GDP is going to go from 14% of the world's GDP in 2017 up to 24%.
So as far as GDP, all of their projections have China as the leading world economy.
It's interesting, but their population is still going down. GDP is going to go up while the population goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, dude.
Is that insane?
This is insane.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
So
hold on. Okay, so let me try to recap this for me mainly. Deagle.com.
Mm-hmm.
Compiles data. Is it just military data?
Military data, but that military data is based on an aggregate of information that they get from, like I said before, the WEF, the IMF, the CIA, the UN, NATO, is they take all their information. So as it pertains to what we're talking about right now, so here's what I'm seeing.
Go back.
Is that it's 2022 right now. Their projection is we're at 386 million people in the U.S., something like that. Is their projection by 2025, we're going to be down to 100 million.
Yeah.
That is based on some kind of, and like I said, the beauty of Deagle.com, they have no conflict of interest. They're not beholden.
Well, I'm not convinced on that yet.
Okay.
Because Mike asked, how do they make their money? I'd like to know. Are they totally independent? Now, it kind of doesn't matter for this thing, because if the purpose of this website, whether they're beholden to some country or another, the purpose of this website is to disseminate information that can be used can be used by third parties to make decisions and things.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a useful website, if it's not, I mean, I don't see the reason for it to be just kind of made up data, then this is actually something, goddamn, it's pretty shocking. I'm going to get back to you on this because I got to try to digest this. This is insane. They're saying that in 2 years, 3 years, our population is going to drop by 250 million people.
Which would be insane, right? Something at this point, something cataclysmic would have to happen. They made this projection in 2017. But the point is...
Even if it does come true.
But let's say it doesn't come true. The point
is... It's worse if it does for them. Like, how the fuck did you know that something terrible is going to happen and you didn't say anything about it?
That's the point, is that... What if this is all fake? Maybe none of it exists. Let's say that they get this horrifically wrong. It was based on something, but it's based on information.
How do you get that horrifically wrong without it being an absolute...
It's based on something. It's based on some kind of information that they got from the CIA and NATO and the UN and the IMF, all these organizations. It's based on something. It's not some guy guessing, like, hey, let's put it all on black, you know what I mean, and see what happens. So what is that thing?
I am going to just totally not believe any of it's true.
Okay.
Right now, and do my own research on it, because this just seems like... I've never heard of this before.
Yeah.
How did you find it?
I make insomnia work for me.
I know you do, but how did you stumble? Did you just stumble across it, or
you find some wingnut shit? You know,
yeah. So you heard about it through 4chan or some?
Yeah, probably like Telegram. Going, yeah. Huh? This guy seems crazy. I'm like, that seems interesting. And then you research that. And you research that, and you research that.
Unbelievable.
And you just keep going and going and going. And then, you know, you start fact-checking shit on Snopes. And then you, where there's all these layers that are peeled back. And so where, like, you might, maybe 2 years ago I would have given up with the Planned Parenthood thing, for example. Like Snopes said, mostly false. I'm like, oh, okay, it's bullshit. But then you read that, like, why are they calling that mostly? Oh, wait, no. They're playing with the words here. Like, that. Yeah, that's... It's not. It's mostly false according to the way that they phrased it, but the way they phrased it was bullshit. So now you need to keep going. You know what I mean? You have to. It's just a shit ton of like just reading. You have to just filter through all this nonsense, which is even harder because most of the shit is not like any. It's not gonna be any kind of like mainstream publication. So when you plug this into Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever, like you got to get rid of all the USA Today and CNN and Fox and all the shit. You got to like just keep reading. And you have to put together like dates and facts and figures and, you know, budgets and what countries do. You have to kind of put it together yourself. Stuff that's irrefutable.
Well, just to put another cap on it, because I don't know if we said it clearly enough. And anyone listening, please research this yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you find anything interesting, email me at kelly@libertytreelifestyle.com. But what we're looking at is a prediction from this Deagle.com website saying that today's population, well, 2017's population of 327 million, I think we're at 358 now, which is projected to keep pretty steady by most accounts. I've never seen this prediction before, but is by most accounts it's projected to remain steady or even decline slightly. In 3 years, it's supposed to drop to 100 million people.
Be reduced by 2/3. And this applies to every country within this military aggregate database. So, you know, Germany, the UK, Australia, China, anyone that buys military hardware. It seems to more substantively affect the US a little harder than all the other countries. And for that, I haven't really nailed it down. But just, I want to leave, I think, a way to cap this. I want to leave you with this. Like, what if this was fake? Like, what if none of it exists? But if you reside, remember I posed the question, there's the two categories or the ends of the spectrum, and look inside and really think about how you process information and figure out like which side of that spectrum or which of those two categories are you in. If you reside in that second group that we referred to earlier, where you're seeing more and more evidence that modern history is being controlled and written by social programming, psychological conditioning, and aggressively controlled and manipulated agendas and propaganda campaigns by global elites and the governments and the state-controlled corporate media to control them, what we call the cathedral, even if they get this wrong, it's based on something.
Mm-hmm.
And that information is based on an intent. The population is not going to randomly go down by 2/3.
This isn't a two-page website that was set up to scare people.
Yes.
This is a motherfucker of a website.
So if this thing is legitimate and... I think it is, based on the research that I did, is that is based on information given to them by the organizations that control us, the CIA, NATO, UN, you know, all the things that we talked about. And I made an analogy to the public school vaccination mandate, is that we pulled my kid out of school because there's going to be a vaccination mandate. And then I was told they're going to kick it back. It got so much pushback from parents that they kicked it back to 2023. And I think what they're trying to, they don't want to raise a white flag because it makes them look weak as state-run officials. But what they want to try to do is just kick the can down the road and have it silently disappear. And so the people I tell that to, they're like, I don't think they're going to do the vaccine mandate. I was like, I don't think they will either. The point is, same thing with this Deagle shit, is they tried. It's the intent. And they tried it now. It failed. It's going to be that again, or it's going to be something else. It's the intent that that we need to pay attention to. And that's how I think makes all this stuff interesting. So even if you don't believe this shit, it's just ominous how it lines up with all of the weird fucking conspiracy theories that we talk about. And it lines up exactly with what all the global elites and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Yuval Harari, all the things they say at these WEF meetings. And it's just weird. As we say, it's interesting with it, whether it's Red Ryder and Tom Cochran or Bill Gates and depopulation. When everything fucking lines up, you need to look into it instead of fucking paying attention to the Johnny Depp trial and the fucking Warriors playing game fucking 46 of the NBA Finals.
You won't.